as tech CEOs testified in Washington, D.C. And what did they have to say? What does it all mean? For that, we go to Olivia Webb, a policy analyst at the American Economic Liberties Project. Olivia, glad to have you.
Thanks for having me.
First time out for Jeff Bezos. How did he do?
I think his was one of the most interesting performances because, like you said, it was his first time out. He doesn't really do a lot of interviews, doesn't do a lot of press. And I think a lot of people were really interested to see how he did. And honestly, I'm biased, but I don't think he did that well. I think he revealed a lot of the things that anti-tech advocates have said he's been doing. And I think he didn't look great.
And so is there any follow-up to this, or what happens next based on the testimony yesterday?
So the next step is for the antitrust subcommittee to write a report based on what happened yesterday and the testimony that they heard. And that report will include recommendations that the subcommittee thinks Congress should take. The hope is that those are very clear and actionable and involve some kind of, this is my hope at least, some kind of action to break up the more extreme size of these companies.
And how would one go about that?
Well, the Congress is really able to do anything it wants with that. There is a precedent for breaking up companies that are too large that happened with AT&T. And they could split up Google Search from Google Advertising. They could split up Amazon Web Services from Amazon Marketplace. And frankly, those smaller companies would probably be both more innovative and more valuable. But Congress would have to decide to take that step.
And what kind of privacy concerns and political discussion was there about that information on those sites?
Yeah, a very interesting question and one that's relevant to a lot of people who use these sites every day. I think a lot of the questions around data privacy were very revealing. Facebook uses a lot of data. Google has a ton of data, and they were very vague with how they use it. From my perspective, if they were all above board, they wouldn't have been as vague as they were. So I think a lot of the report will include some data privacy, some recommendations for being clearer to consumers with how they're using this.
And of course, Olivia, the most inundated among the speakers of late certainly has got to be Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. And it's a question of trust in Facebook in large part. What did he have to say yesterday?
Yeah, his testimony is always interesting. It's interesting. Facebook originally won over MySpace way back when, and by that I mean, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
By promising more privacy to its users. Users really liked that. They felt Facebook was more secure than MySpace, and they migrated to Facebook. As soon as MySpace was dead, Facebook rolled back those privacy restrictions. And now a lot of people are left feeling like they were shorted by Facebook. And so the questioning for Mark Zuckerberg yesterday was kind of for those consumers who joined Facebook for the privacy restrictions and no longer get that benefit.
Very, very interesting discussion from all four of those fellows. And nobody got beat up either. Sound like nothing got really out of hand during that testimony.
Yeah, I think everyone is polite. I think the committee members were very well prepared. And the tech CEOs, I'm sure, had their lawyers standing by. But I think it was very informative.
Very good. We'll look forward to the next one and the outcome of this particular get together between Congress and the tech CEOs. Olivia, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Olivia Webb, policy analyst at the American Economic Liberties Project.